Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. I write and record these broadcasts from World Ocean Radio's home in Maine, in the northeastern corner of the United States, on the shore of Penobscot Bay, a vast inward curve of the Atlantic, with many wonderful, mostly unsettled islands that provide a nurturing scape for lobster and scallops, for incubating ground and shellfish, for coastal settlements and marine trades, and for voyagers in small boats who find shelter in the lee of these very beautiful granite forested remnants of glacial movement and maritime weather. Yesterday, my wife and I had another first day on the water. This year's first glorious afternoon of sunshine, perfect wind, modest wave, and the sense of prospect and anticipation that characterizes the outset of many things that we enjoy. A first sip of beer, a first taste of a favorite dish, a first glimpse across a crowded room of someone to be loved. Call me romantic, but aren't those first tastes always worth remembering in that they set the standard for our experience, a level that defines things we value, determines what we want to conserve and sustain, and inspires what we revere as part of our life's core and meaning. We are privileged to have this opportunity. Many do not. Many, however, do find another way to derive these same rewards from the ocean, the crowded beaches of the world's coastal cities, children playing in the waves of impoverished waterside villages, pilgrims submersing themselves in the healing religious waters of sacred rivers. It always amazes me how ingenious and pervasive are the ways that individuals find their access to ponds and lakes, streams and rivers, coastal wetlands and barrier islands, and the open ocean as a source for recreation and renewal, for the simple, quiet rewards of the best of human encounter with and the community of nature. Water heals us in so many ways. It offers us a music of calm, movement, continuity, and connection, the sound of a system that works as natural solace and support against the challenges of modern life, the discontinuity and discord of life without water. We have spoken often here of water as a commodity that each of us, rich or poor, north or south, east or west, of whatever origin, needs in the same amount every day to survive. Water is so much more valuable than gold, oil, or financial instruments, and yet we ignore this essential value, pollute it, waste it, and otherwise throw it away in an exercise that is so profoundly ignorant of its contribution to our health, our true wealth, and our posterity. That said, I return to what I believe is the essential premise for the design of our future. If we can envision the ocean as beginning at the mountaintop and ending on the abyssal plain, we can relate to water as an organizing principle for how we live in and on the land. Then we can understand that the protection of its integrity, free-flowing and pure, relates directly to the most important requirements for successful living. We can understand the ocean as a social system that connects us all. If we apply that premise, then we affirm the efficiency of the natural system to determine different patterns of settlement, preserve clean water for human consumption and agriculture, generate alternative energy, protect us from extreme weather and sea level rise, provide spawning and nursery ground for marine species and food, and offer the solace and peace that being by the water seems universally to inspire. Technology can advance this new perspective. We have the ability to invent new food, transportation, and energy systems, new planning principles, new cities and settlements, new financial valuations, new social relationships, and new individual behaviors that conform to, assert, and demonstrate the value of a new water-directed way of living. I call this idea the new hydraulic society. It might be easy to ignore all this, just experiencing the joy of another first day on the water, but not so. What better place to ponder and imagine the many ways the ocean might provide the concepts and content for how hydraulic society might work, than by being there, on it, in it, fully supported by it, on a beautiful summer afternoon. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.